Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Vitero Health's Your Regular PSA. We have a very special guest today, Dr. Cianti, Stephen Cianti, who is the medical director for Vitero Health, but he is also the medical director and founder of the Cianti Prostate Center in Sarasota, Florida. Dr. Cianti has really revolutionized the use of HIFU and other ablative technologies, and probably the leading physician in the United States for using alternative ablative therapies for treating prostate cancer. He's been doing cryo, he has done laser ablation. Obviously, the last 5 years, he's been focused on HIFU, and then most recently in January, became the only physician in the United States doing both HIFU and Tulsa Pro, which is the new transurethral treatment that's in inside of an MRI. Dr. Cianti has had stints at NYU and various roles in practices around the country, and has settled in Sarasota a few years back, and literally is one of the names you constantly hear when people are looking for and talking about HIFU and ablative therapies. He is a founding member of the Focal Foundation, which talks about focal therapy for prostate cancer. He is a founding member of course, Vitero Health, and has been extensively involved in creating our training program for our doctors so that we focus heavily on outcomes and patient selection and making sure we get the right patients chosen for the right procedure. So I'm real excited to have Dr. Cianti, who has obviously become my friend as well, and I really respect everything that he does. And I go back to the first time he and I met, and I came to him as I loved what HIFU did, and the way that it was a new treatment for men after my father had had prostate cancer. And had a radical prostatectomy. I saw that this was an opportunity to bring new technology to the market that had better, less side effects, so a better quality of life outcomes for patients. And that really excited me, and I went and found the number one guy in the country, and we spent a lot of time together. And at the end of the day, when we finally decided to become partners, we looked at each other and kind of step back and say, well, I wonder why do we do this? Because, you know, we didn't know each other before, and why do we do this? And the answer was real simple. Our conversations over the 30 or 45 days that we spent talking was never about money. It was never about cash or the cash programs or it was always about quality. It was always about quality and outcomes. It was always about how do we give the best experience for patients. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's all about quality of life and experience for patients. And so with that, he and I became partners, and we started this venture together. And, it has its ups and downs, as any company does, but we love our patients. We love what our doctors and our partners have been doing for their patients. And we can't wait to see what the future holds with the adoption of the new Tulsa Pro. There could be even newer technologies coming down the road, and we'll always be looking for those. And Dr. Cianti is very open to that as well. So nobody wants to hear me talk all the time. So with that, I believe Dr. Cianti is dialing in now. And so hopefully we'll have him here in just 1 second. Dr. Cianti has just called in, and Dr. Cianti, welcome. As I said in the prelude, you've got all his credentials, and what I know Dr. Cianti as is my partner, my friend. I know him for being the world, in my opinion, world-leading expert in HIFU. He's now the leading expert, in my opinion, in Tulsa. He has more experience than anyone else in the Tulsa Pro, and today, we wanted to spend most of our time talking about his experience to date since the approval of HIFU, but also really focus in on the Tulsa Pro and its entry into the market since its FDA approval in August of last year in the U.S. So welcome, Dr. Cianti.
Well, thanks. I'm happy to be here and get a chance to talk about our experiences.
Great. I won't belabor this, but I want to talk about right out of the gate. Maybe tell the listeners about your HIFU experience to date. You're obviously the most experienced. You do more cases than anybody, and lead into talking about what made you want to look at Tulsa Pro. And because, you know, we as a company have been looking and talking to those guys for several years, and it's been something that we've wanted to do for a lot of reasons. But I think medically, people would be interested to hear it from you of what made you move in that direction. And then we'll get into details about the difference, you know, what makes it different for certain people in a minute. But just maybe just hit on a little bit of your past in HIFU, and then what led you to make the decision to move into Tulsa so quickly, because obviously you're the most experienced Tulsa provider now and the only urologist doing Tulsa as we speak.
Well, you know, let me kind of go back a little bit. My journey with this whole process starts over 20 years ago when I realized that we had to have more options for treating our patients than our standard approaches, which have been traditionally surgery, that is prostate removal, or radiation therapy for prostate cancer. And initially, I got very interested in looking at, thermal treatment. And the first one we really got experience with was cryotherapy. This goes back to the 1990s. In the late 90s, the technology had advanced with cryotherapy that we were able to use cold, that is freezing, to treat, in those days, the entire prostate, because we had no diagnostic test to tell us if we could ever treat less than the whole prostate. But that was the beginning of ablation for me. Around 2005, the HIFU technology was really starting to get some traction in Asia and in different areas around Europe. And some of the publications started to come out from those areas showing really good results with ablation, with very favorable, really low side effects compared to some of our traditional treatments. And I was really considering more options, because the limitation we had with freezing or cryotherapy really was we couldn't preserve nerve function or sexual function very well. And so I saw with HIFU the ability to really precisely place sound energy into the prostate and get a much more precise energy delivery, and got very involved and excited about that. And this was going back now 15 years ago in the Dominican Republic. We spent many years having to travel around the world to learn about and offer HIFU to our patients, and get a tremendous amount of experience over those years. And fortunately, the technology between 2005 and 2015 with HIFU made significant advances. And I would say the most important advance I was very proud to be a part of, because my years teaching at New York University on faculty there allowed me to get a lot of experience with MRI of the prostate. And going back to 2009 and 10 was really the revolution in the United States with MRI. But we learned very quickly that MRI could tell us a lot about the prostate, a lot about where cancers are located, and then we could use that information to design treatments. And so it played a very important role within the HIFU technology with HIFU MRI fusion process, that is, using the MRI images integrated into the HIFU device so that we can design treatments in which we can now apply energy based on where the tumor was located and, in fact, intensify the energy over the tumor. Our restrictions really, though, with HIFU related to prostate size. So we still, even to this day, have some limitations with prostate size and tumor locations, where sometimes the limitation of delivering energy from the rectum on upwards into the prostate, we're limited by how far that energy can go, and not every patient is ideally suited for HIFU. So that leads us to really another technique. And as we got excited about TULSA, because now we have real-time MRI guidance, so we're actually in an MRI machine, in bore of an MRI with TULSA. We have real-time MRI planning, treatment planning, and temperature mapping. So now we have a much better way to visualize the prostate real-time, that is, in actual MRI images, a real-time to map temperatures, real-time temperature mapping, real-time energy delivery, and it takes us, to the next level in delivering energy to the prostate for treatment. So that journey has taken me 15 years now. I've had the privilege of being able to treat over 1,800 patients now with HIFU. And we launched the TULSA program in January, and I would say that our patients have done extremely well, and it's extended the types of patients we can treat and the locations of tumor that we can treat. And we'll talk a little bit about that more in a minute, but it's really been a natural evolution as an ablative prostate cancer surgeon, moving, you know, from the limitations I saw with standard radical prostatectomy, which we did many of those for many years, moving through cryotherapy. The next step was high-intensity focus ultrasound, adding MRI guidance or fusion guidance to that, and now moving right into the MRI machine with TULSA. So it's been a pretty exciting journey.
Yeah.
And I think it's our patients, I think have more options today.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, some of the things that I use, you know, I talk to a lot of patients and some of the information, because, you know, people ask, you know, is TULSA better than HIFU? And I, a lot of times I tell them, well, number one, it's too early to tell. Number two, when I'm describing, I'm kind of compare and contrast the differences. And I talk about the fact that that HIFU, of course, uses MRI guidance. And then, of course, TULSA is the next step, where it's actual live MRI data. But you would think, and I think about this intuitively as a finance guy, as you know, that using the live MRI has got to be a little more precise. It would be hard to say it isn't, but at the same time, the MRI guidance that you use on a pretty regular basis with HIFU is pretty darn precise itself, and so. There's still going to be a place for HIFU in the future.
Oh, no, I agree. I think there's a huge place for HIFU in the future. HIFU, in many cases, will be our workhorse. It's been around for a lot of years now. We're starting to see more buy-in from the insurers. There's partial Medicare reimbursement for HIFU, as you know, right now. And so it really, for a lot of patients, it's an ideal solution. But there are certain locations of tumors that I just can't literally get energy to with the HIFU technology. Or when I have to treat the entire prostate, being able to, with TULSA, sweep the energy 360 degrees around with the ultrasound delivered from the center of the prostate outwards like the spokes in a wheel, that allows me to treat the entire prostate without the need for a preliminary operation called a TURP procedure. As you know, when we treat the entire prostate with HIFU, many times we've got to do a preliminary operation called a transurethral resection. Or basically, you've got to do a procedure to core out the center of the prostate before HIFU. Now, that's worked quite well. But it's very attractive to have a technique where we can preserve the urethra with TULSA, sweep the energy from the inside outwards 360 degrees around, and treat the whole prostate when we need to.
Yeah.
And now sometimes it's only necessary to treat a portion of the prostate. And I think depending on tumor location, either HIFU or TULSA would work just fine. But this is where the experience of an ablative surgeon comes in.
That's right.
Understanding the intricacies on and understanding the cancer biology, understanding the nature of the tumor, understanding tumor location and what's the most efficient way to deliver energy to that tumor region, and understanding how much of the prostate really does need to be treated, really goes back to just experience going back 15 years I wish there was a publication that, or a book I can refer some of our new physicians to, but that doesn't exist yet. It really comes back from a really cumulative experience going back many years, and we try and teach a lot of our you know, our bicurial physicians some of these principles, but it really comes down to having lived through this, looking at our outcomes, and constantly trying to improve, I think, what we're doing and find better tools for the job. So, yes, there's a role for both. And I think the advantage that our patients get is I literally can sit down with that patient, review their cancer, review their MRI, review the type of cancer they have, their Gleason grade, review their genomic studies, and come back to that gentleman with a personalized plan of how to most efficiently deal with his cancer and have different tools I can pull out of our toolkit, see what's going to fit him best. And that's what's attractive about TULSA, because it gives me another very powerful, very accurate tool to use when I need it.
Absolutely. And it, you know, as you just mentioned, we have our Vituro physicians all over the country, and they obviously have been very interested, and a lot of them have even come down and watched TULSA cases. I mean, currently we're only doing the TULSA cases in Sarasota, and the reason for that is obviously we want our medical director, Steve, to learn and to be able to teach and to help develop the protocols that we would need to implement on, you know, the types of tumors. And you know, the great thing about patients right now, they can get, you know, either treatment. HIFU treatments can still be done in local markets. TULSA would be done in Sarasota. But that education that you transfer to all of our physicians is really amazing, and they've all gotten better for it. Because the experience that you have and the way you've been able to educate our other doctors has been very important, and experience is so important in treating these patients, because there's a lot of guys out there that don't have that kind of experience, and there's some problems that can come with that.
Well, you know, when we started the TULSA program, the folks from Crown Medical, I think, were excited to work with us because, yes, they were instrumental in helping our technical team set the technology up and complete the installation, but they really never had an opportunity to work with someone with a lot of ablation experience. And so we made some changes right away to their protocols, which were very routine for me because it's how, you know, a lot of the principles we learned from HIFU were very applicable. So, for example, in the patients treated in the clinical trial in the United States, every patient was going through an additional procedure as part of their TULSA. They had an incision made in their abdomen, and they were having what's called a suprapubic catheter placed through the abdominal wall and into the bladder. And we learned a decade ago with our HIFU patients that was rarely necessary. And so one of the first changes we made in the protocol is we got rid of the need for that additional incision in the abdomen and the placement of the suprapubic catheter. Just a standard, regular, urethral, everyday Foley catheter has worked extremely well. And so I think we've already begun to contribute a lot to the field and help the engineers understand from the perspective of an ablative surgeon a very efficient way and safe way to do the procedure. So that's been, I think, exciting.
It really has.
And one of the things I get concerned about, Cleet, is that we want patients to have good outcomes.
Absolutely.
And this is not as simple as teaching a technician how to press the computer keys on a keyboard and do a procedure. The biggest challenge to treating any patient with either HIFU or TULSA is to really have a really good understanding of the whole field of prostate oncology. We need to be prostate oncologists first. We need to understand the disease. We need to understand the biology of the cancer. We need to understand the quality of the diagnostic studies done, interpret the images, and come back to that patient with a treatment recommendation that makes the most sense for that patient based on their cancer.
Yeah.
So that requires all the skill, really, of someone who's a prostate cancer specialist, someone trained in prostate oncology.
I agree with that. And that's going to lead me into a question I have for you in just a second, but I want to ask something else for real quick. Because, you know, one of the things, well, I want to make a comment first. I for those listening, you know, when Profound came in to do the physician training, the software training, of course, for the system, I sat through that with you, if you remember that, Dr. Cianti, and I was very impressed that, you know, basically you were telling them how to run their software very early on and giving them ideas and changes already. And they said right out of the gate that you were the fastest and you'd picked it up faster and more easy than anyone else because of your historical experience. And that's really very important to me as and why I'm going to move into the next topic. But I wanted to make that comment because it was very impressive to see the way you moved through that system very easily. And it was very impressive, and I think they were impressed, and I think they know that, you know, they picked up the right guy to help them develop protocol and develop things to make this system better as it develops. And so that's the value that you also bring to the overall system, whether it's our system or another one in the future. The things and the ideas that you give them have been you know, top notch and very interesting to watch. So compliments to you for all of that. But that's going to lead me to my question.
Thank you.
That's going to lead me to my question. So I've gotten this question from several patients as they call in and we talk about Tulsa. There's some gentlemen in Europe that have been doing this procedure for a little longer, and they're now in the United States. I don't know if they've done any cases, but right now we're the only place that's doing both, and we are the only one that's done as many cases as we've done so far. But there is two other places that are doing are going to potentially do cases, and both of them are radiologists. And so the Europe doctor is a radiologist, and then you've got a gentleman in Atlanta who's a radiologist, and some people out west, and they're radiology as well. And my question to you is, help me understand and the listeners to understand the difference in, you know, what's important for patients to understand about this, because you were leading into that really with the prostate cancer oncology and understanding prostate cancer, but just move into the patient experience a little bit with why, you know, they really need a urologist to handle this case.
Well, no, I think that's an important thing. You know, listen, we can train any technician to run the Tulsa software. I mean, that part's the easy part. So I think any doctor can run the software. But what is important here is that this is a major, you know, even though it seems easy, even though it seems that the patient doesn't have any cuts and there's no bandages, we don't see any blood, this is a major urologic intervention. We're passing a lot of energy through the urethra to different parts of the prostate, and that really requires a really thorough understanding of not only prostate anatomy, but where those critical structures are and how they affect the man's urinary and sexual function. Not only do we have to understand the whole field of prostate cancer to understand who may or may not be a good candidate for this type of treatment, we have to understand the biology of the cancer. We have to understand, you know, the easy part, how to run the software on the Tulsa machine. But we have to understand where we're applying that energy and the consequences of applying energy to those areas. How does energy applied, for example, to the bladder neck affect a man's urinary function? How does that affect it if he's got benign prostatic enlargement? Right? How does that affect it if he's got a history of prostatitis? How does that affect it if he's got already some impairment in his sexual function? These things are critical, and it's the decisions that we've had to make for 15 years doing HIFU already, understanding what's called the functional anatomy. So we can't look at this treatment in the vacuum of, okay, we're going to show up and we're going to treat a patient on a specific day with a TULSA treatment and then that's it. No, a patient's prostate cancer has to be managed really throughout the whole course of his life.
Absolutely.
Cancer is a chronic disease.
That's exactly right.
We don't treat this disease and go away. This requires a team. It requires a nursing team that helps through recovery because although this is a far, far easier recovery than, say, radical prostatectomy, far easier, there still requires all the skills of a urologist for a patient to get through recovery in terms of recovering normal urinary function, recovering normal sexual function, and then how do we monitor and assess that patient long term? Because we know that based on the type of cancer a man has, there's no treatment in this world that we know we can deliver that there isn't at least some possibility of cancer recurrence or the need for more treatment in the future. And so this is where the oncologic training comes into play, because knowing how to monitor that patient, knowing when they might be at risk for recurrence, knowing what studies to do, knowing how to manage that patient who might need further care, it's all part of delivering, this type of treatment. So it's not as simple as, we're going to send the patient to our friendly radiologist. He's going to press the buttons on the machine and make part of the prostate go away. No, it's far more complicated than that. And our patients really do need the skills of an entire prostate cancer team. And that's, I think that's what we've worked very hard to create.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. And of course, we're not saying that these people are not great physicians and great at what they do. But it isn't as simple as coming in and having an MRI or having a CT scan and having someone read it and then moving on. This is a disease that needs to be managed, and it really needs to be from the early to the, during the procedure, after the procedure, and after, to me, is just as important, knowing when to, how to follow up with them, any complications that come out, God forbid, of course. But that is a lifelong management process. And I talk to patients all the time, and I tell them that, even when they talk about just surgery, I tell them that prostate cancer needs to be a lifelong management process. And you don't need to go in with an atom bomb when you first get diagnosed with prostate cancer. There are other alternatives that allow them to maintain quality of life, to maintain sexual function, and in some cases, maintain potency. And in the ever-changing world, that's very important. And so having your urologist in your corner from beginning to end is probably the most important thing and the most important person you can have. And quite honestly, I think you remember me talking about this, and I shared this article. It's probably from 2017, I believe, maybe 16. Forbes magazine came out with an article, and they said that if you are diagnosed with prostate cancer, that your urologist should be the person you're spending as much time with as your financial advisor planning for your future, because it needs to be well managed, and needs to be managed to the lifestyle that you want to lead. And I think that's what I've always loved about you, Dr. Cianti, and from the day you and I met, is that you really spend the time to understand what people's future goals are, and then you give them the options that meet those goals with real, with real treatment protocols and real treatment guidance, so that they really understand. And there's been, lots of people would have done HIFU when they didn't qualify for it, and you could have easily done that because they begged you, but you just wouldn't do it because that was not what was for them. Or, and I think that's very important for people to understand, is that really getting that personalized program is what we do, and it's what you do, and it's what you teach our others to do. That's so important to us.
Well, no, you're right. We can teach anyone to run a machine, but that's really the smallest part about what we do. Obviously we have to understand the technology and how to apply it. But we have to probably the greatest the greatest thing we can offer our patients, I think, is really the breadth of experience to help advise that man dealing with this. What really are his options, and is an ablation option really something that he's going to do well with? And then pick the right tool for the job. Having two different ultrasound ablation technologies, I think, is incredibly helpful to me, because you know the old saying that if you've got a hammer, everything is a nail, and that's not what we want to do at all. But realize that a man with cancer is going to need he's going to deal with this disease and manage this disease long term, and we talk to our patients about recovery in depth. We manage the recovery, and we help manage their overall risks for prostate cancer in the future. So we talk about lifestyle, we talk about diet, we talk about exercise, we talk about supplements. So it really is it's not something that ends when we leave the MRI suite when we finish with our procedure. It's really about it's really about a comprehensive program, and I think that's what most men want.
Yep. No, I agree.
They want their doctor to be a part of a team that's a very important part of their team that's going to be with them as they deal with and manage this disease and manage their life long term.
Well, I agree with that, and we have some exciting announcements here at Vitero Health. They're coming up. I don't want to give them away yet, but we have several things that we're going to begin to offer for our patients during this time, and so we're excited about that, and we'll have a future podcast to cover those. But we're about out of time, and I just want to thank you, Dr. Cianti, for spending time with us and helping everyone learn a little bit more about Tulsa. We may do another future one and talk a little bit more in depth, but I think that was a really good overview. And I guess maybe if there's any parting conversation or any parting comments you want to make relative to, what people need to be doing, today, if you're at risk, we talk about, of course, getting their PSA scores in, doing those type things but we also talk a lot about health and so just didn't know if there might be a 1 minute, kind of overall parting comment you wanted to make for the listeners.
Well, I go back to one of my old professors, 35 years ago when I was a student, and he said to me, there's no substitute to getting all the information you need to make the proper diagnosis. And that stuck with me for all these years, and it's so true in prostate cancer. So what I would say to any patient today, if you've got an elevated PSA, or if you've just been diagnosed and had a biopsy, get multiple opinions. Learn what your options are. Learn what diagnostic tests will be necessary to learn more about your prostate cancer. For me, the MRI is the most important revolution we've seen in how we think about diagnosing and how we think about planning prostate cancer treatment. So understand the disease, understand what the options are, and it's not that surgery and radiation are bad treatments. Some patients are going to require a very aggressive approach, but that certainly is not every patient. And I think the key here is getting enough information where a prostate cancer specialist can properly match the patient with the treatments that are most appropriate for his particular disease and for that patient's life. And I think that's really the essence of personalized medicine today. So I think that's very, very important.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and I know we're filling up the calendar with our Tulsa treatments, and so we will definitely have you back on to talk about some other topics. But we definitely thank you for your time today, and be safe and get some rest.
All right. Well, thanks for the opportunity to participate, and everyone out there, again, everyone, take good care of yourselves and. and I'm always willing to talk to patients. So please give us a shout.
Well, I really thank Dr. Cianti for that talk and covering all that he did. It is for us very important that finding that urologist that will work with you before, during, and after, and managing your prostate cancer is so very important. So, thanks for listening. If you should have any questions at all, always feel free to go to our website, www.viturohealth.com, and we'll be happy to respond to you, or you can email me directly at cwalker@viturohealth.com. And we look forward to talking to you next time.